Welcome to the Dust Off Medic podcast. The views expressed here are the speakers and do not necessarily reflect those of anyone else.
We're going to take care of you, right?
Welcome back to the Dust Off Medic podcast. This is Morgan, and today's episode is a quick conversation with Matthew Silvine, an Army National Guard flight medic and instructor at the Combat Medic Schoolhouse. Matthew's conducting research into flight paramedic sustainment training and has a survey for active duty flight medics to help inform how Compo One will train moving forward. Matthew, welcome to the Dust Off Medic podcast.
Hey, thanks a lot for having me. It's a real pleasure to come over here and allow me to try and solicit as many hands as possible on this survey.
Well, the goal of the show is to be an educational resource, and anybody who's conducting research into how we train and educate ourselves is a person that we're interested in talking to. Tell me about the survey you're conducting and the research question that you're attempting to answer.
Yeah, thank you. The survey that I'm conducting is coming off the back of 5 years of working with my team and myself and the 10th Mountain Division to sharpen up our paramedic sustainment program and really look into how we can get stakeholders bought into paramedic sustainment, you know, repeatedly across all avenues, Compo 1, 2, and 3. Flight paramedics are yelling from the rooftops, we need sustainment, we need sustainment. And soliciting stakeholders for time to do so, resources, money, to take you off of taskings is difficult without objective data. So what this survey aims to do and what I aim to do with my team is collect as much information as we can from Compo One flight paramedics to have objective data to give to these stakeholders and tell them these are the numbers and they're not subjective. These are objective numbers to give you to say, we need this now.
I'm going to ask you this a couple times throughout the interview, but how can survey takers access the survey that you're describing?
Yes. So about a week ago now, I solicited a survey through every single Compo One's AKO email addresses and what email addresses they have provided for BLS. Of course, I may have missed somebody, but that email is there. I've also posted a solicitation post in the MilSuite MilBook for flight paramedic and that page. And one of my other team members should be making a post on the Facebook group. That way you can access the survey. And I really do ask that, for validity's sake, do not share this survey without asking. However, if you know that there is a Fox One paramedic who has not gotten this survey, then please share that with them. But I'm really looking for the strongest validity possible to solidify the results of these surveys.
And to clarify, for this first survey that you're describing, this is restricted to the active duty flight medic community. Is that right?
Yes, that's correct. The Fox One active duty Compo One is really who I'm looking for, those active duty critical care flight paramedics. And we will eventually be looking into Compo 2, Compo 3 as well, but we really felt that those are completely different problems compared to Compo One. There's such a discrepancy between those sustainment programs that it might murky the data.
I'm going to ask you to elaborate on what you think those sustainment problems are in a moment, but let's just recap that folks should have received a link to the survey already in their work email address, whatever they've got there in AKO. If they didn't see it there, they can go onto MilSuite and find a link there, and then you're going to make a post on social media so that folks can receive the link that way as well. And then if they haven't gotten downwind of this survey in one of those three ways, I will say that folks can reach out to the show at contact@dustoffmedicpodcast.com or through our social media, which is dustoff.medic.podcast. And we will put that person in touch with you so that you can validate that they're the right person to take the survey. That being said, what are the problems that our Compo One colleagues are describing as it relates to their training and sustainment?
Great, complex question that I want to give you some objective data and give your audience some objective data for. All the data that I'm giving you is based off of preliminary studies I've been conducting over the past 5 years to sharpen this survey's question and sharpen the validity of the survey. But most participants that I've surveyed reported sustaining medical and trauma skills are significantly more important than other areas of their job, compared to quite significant for flight and physical fitness, which are other avenues that deduct for medical sustainment. Now, while they all recognize that this is, possibly the most important part of their job as being a Compo 1 flight paramedic, almost half of that subject group believe that their command felt the same way. 34% of our participants that were surveyed recognized that medical sustainment and proficiency training and MSIC training require a lot of changes, and 100% of participants recognize change as necessary to flight paramedic sustainment in the current model. So those are just some objective data that I've collected that say we really need these changes.
I think these problem sets are going to be familiar to anybody listening. Essentially, there's not enough time to train on our primary skill set, and probably a feeling amongst a lot of people that there's not enough effort put in by leadership to provide the time for training those important skills. You're going to take that and put it forward in a high quality data set that can be contextualized for decision makers to review.
Yes, we're absolutely going to be doing that.
What's your participation rate right now from the folks that you need to take the survey?
I've emailed and solicited 474 participants to gather into this survey. Now, I'm looking for at least 95% confidence that what I am putting in this paper is going to be correct as sort of an industry standard. That way it could be published into a journal where stakeholders can view these as objective data. And in order to do that, I need at least half of the Compo 1 Fox 2s to respond to the survey. The more people I have, the stronger these results become, and it becomes much harder to ignore at strategic levels.
I want to point out that our whole ASI exists because of the result of academic research that had been done by flight paramedics. This is like the origin story of the current flight paramedic program is the California National Guard flying in Afghanistan, quantifying the significant reduction in morbidity and mortality when they were in theater, and then Colonel Mabry's seminal paper on the topic. That's why we've got this whole ASI. That's why we've got this whole schoolhouse pipeline, all these things. What you're describing takes that forward into sustainment. And I'm saying all that to advocate for folks to fill out the survey. I know we get tons of surveys. A lot of them are repetitive. They're redundant. They don't result in anything, and that's frustrating. Your survey is somebody from our community talking about how to improve our community. And I appreciate that, and I hope that other people do too, and they give you that over 50% participation rate from Compo 1 that you're looking for. What else do you want to tell us about this survey before we sign off?
Yeah, I'd like to end more or less what I'm trying to get at here with if you can, please fill out this survey. And I'd like to end with a summarized quote from Dr. Berwick, who, has really spoken a lot to sustainment and the downfalls of us not seeing as many critical care patients in the military medicine side. But both the military and civilian sectors have made impressive progress and important innovations in trauma care. But there are serious limitations in the diffusion of these gains from location to location, especially active duty. The successes netted from these experiences overseas have saved countless lives, and the disparities have cost countless more. With the decrease in combat and the need to maintain readiness for trauma care between wars, we now have a window of opportunity to integrate our military and civilian trauma systems and view them not separately, but together. And that include stakeholders in the civilian community to bring their functional capabilities up.
Yeah, what you're describing is something that we hear a lot as hosts of this show from not just flight medics, but military physicians, nurses. There are not enough clinical touches. There's not enough clinical exposure for anybody in the active duty military medical enterprise to maintain proficiency. And it's troubling for us. It's troubling for trauma surgeons. And the only way that we can fix that is not just by saying it, but by proving that it's true with things like the data that you're gathering here. So folks should have seen this survey. Compo One folks should have seen this survey in their work email. If they didn't see it in their email, they should see it in the Army Medical Evacuation Millbook on MillSuite, and then look for the Facebook post in the coming days. And again, you can always reach out to the show via email, contact@dustoffmedicpodcast.com. Matthew, thank you very much for coming on the Dust Off Medic podcast to talk about your survey. And we're hoping to see a boost in the number of folks that complete it.
Thank you guys very much for your time and your interest in making our profession stronger.
It's really our pleasure. For folks listening at home, we've got a bunch of good episodes coming up in the next few weeks, including our first attempt at learning about the care of military working dogs, as well as a great conversation about traumatic arrest. Be safe, and we'll see you next time on the Dust Off Medic podcast.